Thank you for the introduction, Darren. I wanted to start out with this picture today. I know over the last couple of days I've seen a lot of pictures and they all had one thing in common. Glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth or glyphosate-resistant horseweed coming through the canopy. I thought it'd be good to start. I do want to talk to you about cotton weed control today. Particularly, I want to talk about the effectiveness of Staple LX applied alone and with Direx for pre-plant weed control in cotton. To do that, I want to start by talking about the top five problematic weeds in Arkansas cotton. In a survey conducted by Norsworthy and others in 2007, they reported that the top five weeds in cotton were horseweed, Palmer amaranth, morning glories, hemp sesbania, and cutleaf evening primrose. Now, I mentioned earlier that glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth and glyphosate-resistant horseweed are the big topics. Well, they've changed the way we look at weed control, and I want to kind of catch you up to date as to why. With the adoption and the increased use of glyphosate-resistant crops in 1996, we've had a couple things happen. One, with the availability of glyphosate, a broad-spectrum burn-down herbicide, we had a shift in conservation to conservation tillage. Price and others reported in 2008 that 60% of the cotton acreage in the southeastern United States is now in conservation tillage. Now, along with that, we also saw a decrease in the use of residual herbicides, whether it was pre-plant, pre-emergence, or post-emergence. So moving back into where we're at now, looking at weed control, I think one of the questions we ask ourselves, are we talking about weed control now, or are we talking about weed management? I think we'd all agree that we'd want to call it weed management. Looking at glyphosate-resistant horseweed here, if I can find the pointer. Okay. Glyphosate-resistant horseweed, giant ragweed, and glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth have changed the way that we manage weeds in today's crop production. So we begin to think about resistant management strategies recently, and including, but not limited to, herbicide rotations and sequences and those combinations, also looking at non-herbicide weed control such as tillage. Those are viable options, and I think if we have those options, that's what we need to focus on. Also, Powell's reported in 2008 that we needed to maintain diversity by rotating our crops. So today we want to try and implement some of those strategies. Mainly we want to talk about using pre-emergence residual herbicides. So we hypothesize that pre-emergence weed control and the resulting cotton yields will be improved with the addition of pyrethiobac applied alone or in combination with diuron at or before planting. Therefore, our objectives were to evaluate the effectiveness of pyrethiobac alone and in combination with diuron as a tank mix partner or in combination with glyphosate and dicamba applied early pre-plant or pre-emergence. Therefore, we conducted two experiments in 2008, the first of which was conducted at the Lawn Man Cotton Research Station in Mariana, Arkansas. The second was a field trial near Crawfordsville in Crittenden County, Arkansas. And before I begin, I just want to show you the herbicides that we used in this study. In our left-hand column, I've got the common name of the herbicides. I also have the abbreviation that I'll be using today for those herbicides. And again, on the right-hand side, you see the standard rate that we used. I'd like to point out that only on Staple did we have more than one rate, in which we had a low rate of 1.7 ounces per acre and a high rate of 2.1 ounces per acre. Now looking at our herbicide treatments, I'm going to walk you through this table. On the left-hand side, we have our herbicide programs. On the right-hand side, we have our timings of those applications. Now, I want to start out by saying we use glyphosate and Clarity for a burn down in all of our treatments. The way we separated those was they were either in a tank mix combination or a split application. So, in our first six treatments, we see that we had Roundup and Clarity tank mix with Staple LX at a low and a high rate. We also had them tank mixed with Direx. We had a combination of Direx and Staple. We also looked at Valor, and we looked at our burn down application alone. Now, we made those applications at 45 days before planting, and we also made those applications at 21 days before planting. Now, our split applications for our last six treatments here on the bottom, we also made the application of glyphosate and Clarity at 45 days before planting. We split that application, came back in at the time of planting. We made applications, tank mixes of Gramoxone, Intion, either in combination with Staple LX, Direx, a combination of those two, Gramoxone, Intion, and Cotteran. We also looked at Gramoxone Ethion alone. At the Lawnman Cotton Research Experiment, we planted Stoneville 4554 on May the 13th. And then I want to talk a little bit about our herbicide applications. I mentioned earlier our target was 45 days before planting. You see we made our applications on March the 22nd. That's going to be a little closer to 7 weeks rather than six. 21 days before, we made those applications on April 15th. Rather than 3 weeks, that's going to actually be closer to 4 weeks when we made our applications. Keep that in mind, please. The weed species we evaluated, you can see here, I'd just like to point out our dominant species at the time of planting were Palmer amaranth, large crabgrass, and pitted morning glory. At the Crittenden County experiment, DPL 117B2RF was planted on May the 8th. Looking at our application timings here, I'd like to point out we made applications 34 days before planting on April the 2nd, 14 days before planting on April the 22nd, and also our planting applications were May the 8th. Again, the weeds evaluated are listed here. We can see we've got goosegrass and horseweed as well as others that we evaluated. Moving into our results from Mariana, I first want to look at Palmer amaranth control 21 days after planting. Now, before I go any further, I want to go ahead and tell you that we got great activation of our pre-emergence residual herbicides. We got rainfall within 5 to 7 days, so we were seeing great activity. Now, with that being said, I would also like to point out that regardless of our herbicide treatments that we made at 45 days before planting, control was less than 50% by the time we reached planting. So I will not be showing that data today. However, I will be showing you selected treatments from our 21 days before planting and also from our at planting applications. So to set this up real quick, on our y-axis, we have a percent control. On our x-axis, as I mentioned, we have our herbicide applications. What I'd like to start out pointing is a general trend that we're probably going to see from here on out. Looking at our best treatments, we had split applications of our burn down, followed by Gramoxone Ineon tank mix with Direx at planting, which gave us 100% control. We also had 100% control from Gramoxone Ineon mixed with Cotteran at the time of planting. Now, the general trend that we see is that at 21 days before planting, all of our applications were slightly less than our split applications. Looking at some of our better treatments here, we had Roundup Power Max plus, we had combinations of our burn down treatment plus Staple LLX and Direx. We also had combinations of our burn down treatment plus Valor, providing close to 79% control 21 days after planting. Now I want to move on. I want to talk about pitted morning glory control 21 days after planting. Again, we're going to see that same trend. What I'd like to point out is y-axis, we have our control. When we look at our herbicide programs, again, our best treatments were split applications where we came in at planting with Gramoxone Ineon tank mix with Direx. We also had good control, around 95%, with Gramoxone Ineon mixed with Cotteran. That same general trend where our 21 days before planting, we started seeing those pre's breaking, and we were starting to lose control. However, they were providing close to 80% when you looked at Staple LX and Direx tank mix together. Looking at some of our grass control, I want to show you large crabgrass control 21 days after planting at Mariana. Again, same general trend. We have still 100% control from Gramoxone Ineon tank mix with Direx at planting. One thing I would like to point out, as I mentioned, our pre's began to break. We had a little more control with our broadleaf weeds. We look at our grass control, slightly less than what we were seeing with our broadleaves. Again, we were still around 76% control when we tank mixed Staple LX plus Direx in combination with our burn down applications. Just to give you some visuals of what we were seeing, I want to show you here on the left hand side. This is an untreated check. This picture was taken at the time of planting. This gives you an idea of the population, the densities we were looking at. In the background, you can see a few of our treatments. When we look at the right-hand side, this is just a general overview of the test. I think some things worth pointing out here. You can see where we made our 48 or 45 days after application. You see the regrowth we were dealing with. This is part of our split application, which we made 45-day burn down. We came back at planting, and this is actually our Gramoxone Ineon and Direx mix here. So it just gives you a general idea of the weed control we were looking at. Moving on, this is another overview just to give you a better idea of the densities that we had when we made those applications. This is actually at 21 days before planting. Looking at our seed cotton yields at Mariana and how they were affected by weed control, I'd like to point out again, we still see that same general trend. Our highest yield came from our Gramoxone Intion mixed with Direx. There was no difference in Gramoxone Intion and Staple or mixing it with Gramoxone Intion and Cotteran. I would like to point out that with the use of a residual herbicide 21 days before planting in combination with our burn down, we saw that we had slightly higher yields than when we only applied glyphosate and Clarity alone. Moving on, I now want to talk about weed control in Crittenden County. I want to show you horseweed control 12 days after planting. I think the interesting thing here, again, we see we had excellent control where we used residual herbicides. When we came in with Gramoxone Intion alone, without a residual, we had significantly less control, although still above 80%. At 21 days after planting, again, similar control. Looking at Palmer amaranth control, 28 days after planting in Crittenden County. On this graph, it's a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. The treatment combinations on the x-axis are slightly different. Looking at our, again, Gramoxone Intion with Direx provided the best control. There was no difference in tank mixing Staple and Direx along with Gramoxone Intion at planting. And we do see just some comparative treatments of that 45 days before, which we had our tank mix with Valor. Again, without the residual herbicide, Palmer amaranth control was not acceptable, it was extremely low. Gramoxone Intion applied alone at planting did not provide effective control by 28 days after planting. So to conclude, regardless of the herbicide treatments, a single pre-plant application at 45 days before planting was not acceptable or did not provide sufficient weed control at the time of planting. Also, the addition of a residual herbicide, whether it was Staple LX, Direx, a combination of those two, or Valor, to our burn down applications at 21 days before planting did numerically increase our yields over our burn down treatment alone. Therefore, we accepted our hypothesis, and for our future research and our recommendations, a split application of Roundup and Clarity 45 days before planting, followed by a tank mix of Gramoxone Intion with any residual herbicide at the time of planting. In situations where burn down applications are made 21 days before planting, we need to carefully monitor that residual activity and the weed control that we're getting right at planting, because we've got to base our timings on that. So I know when our pre's begin to break, we're going to have to make another application. So in the case that we make those 21 day before applications, we need to monitor that carefully. As far as future research goes, we believe this trial should be repeated again under different environmental conditions. I mentioned earlier we had plenty of rainfall, we had great activation of our residual herbicides, and you don't always get that perfect scenario. So we do feel there is future research that's needed in that area. With that, I'd like to thank DuPont for their support and funding in this research. I'd also like to thank the personnel at the Lawnman Cotton Research Station in Mariana, Arkansas. Their help during the summer is always greatly appreciated. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions you might have.
Questions for
Chris? Yes, sir.
Did you see any crop injury from
The question was, did we see any crop injury from the Clarity? We didn't see any injury from the Clarity. The only injury we saw out of all of this would have been a slight injury up to about 10 to 13%. And that was from Cotteran, Clarity, 21 days before. And as I mentioned, we didn't actually make that 21 days. We made it 28, but at the Crittenden County location, we had 14 days before, very slight injury. Any other questions? Yes, sir. The question was, for those populations we were dealing with, do we know what the percent of ALS resistant is? I don't have that answer for the Crittenden County. I know at Mariana location there are some ALS resistant pigweed there. However, Dr. Smith, I don't have the numbers on that, so I don't know the percentages. But there are ALS resistant palm amaranth in Mariana at that location.
Any additional questions? All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Give me a minute.